put on our PJs, build a blanket fort. Let's go inside, get cozy, comfortable. It's not a coincidence, it's a metaphor about how we come together and build our world. And when the convo ends, we break it down and begin again. Sit down, tune in, crank it. It's time to bring your own blanket. Blanket Ninjas.
Welcome to season 3 of BYO Blanket, a yoga podcast where we get cozy, discuss interesting topics to uplift, inspire, and contribute. All of it inside a blanket fort. Before we start, let's go over to Janan for a quick message. Janan?
Hello, it's me, it's Janan. Oh my gosh, welcome to season 3. Yeah. We're so freaking excited to be doing this for a third season. And guess what? Season 2 was so successful, this is now a yoga podcast. But we assert that yoga is pretty much anything. So look forward to all of that. Let me tell you the thing that I want to tell you. Go to patreon.com/BYOblanket and become a patron of the show. You can do $1 a month, you can do up to $40 a month. There are different levels of swag. We've got cool updated season 3 swag, including t-shirts are coming, guys. So if you need to clothe yourself, look no further than becoming a patron. We may even sell those things. But anyway, if you can't support monetarily, just go review us on iTunes. That's about it. Tell your friends about us. We would appreciate it. Once again, that was patreon.com/BYOblanket. Blanket. Back to you, Maria.
Thanks. Welcome, guys. Season 3. Yay. Cool thing. We're recording from home again.
Oh, yeah. We're back in the home. We thanks to you guys, we finally got some home equipment stuff. It malfunctioned quite greatly this morning, so we're using our plan B option. But we do have our plan A guest.
Yay.
We got Nancy, guys.
Hi, Nancy. Hi.
Nancy Guess Perry. Who's back? Nancy's back. Tell a friend.
I'm back.
Tell a friend.
Nancy Perry co-owns Big Power Yoga, along with Laura Rust, who is way over there in Denver. She'll be on the show
one day.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura. Hi, Laura. We miss you. Come back.
And you also do a million other things, including lead light year leadership trainings, lead children through diaper changings and feedings.
A lot of that, yes.
You lead just an entire community through a whole bunch of stuff. So there may be some people listening that don't exactly know who you are. Just give us some things about yourself.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm so excited to be here with you guys in my tent, my blanket fort. Okay. Who am I? Wow. Some of the things that I do is as Janan mentioned, I don't know if you mentioned this. I'm the co-owner with Laura of Big Power Yoga. We co-own with some other amazing women. You guys have to see me. I'm leaning into my teacup like it's the microphone, and it's not. So I'm going to stop doing that.
That's what you were doing.
What, are you going to take a sip? I'm a tea enthusiast? No, I'm actually not. So I'm a business owner, yoga business owner, which is one of the greatest gifts of my whole life because it teaches me so much every day and gives me a real life way to practice yoga because, as you guys mentioned, it is all yoga. Barely, the poses are just like teeny tiny part. So there's that. We also co-own another amazing business and community called Out Here Yoga, and that is located in Steamboat, Colorado. Have you guys had Shannon as a guest yet? No.
No, we have not.
Put her on the list.
Yes, you're on the list, Shannon.
Shannon, you're officially on the list.
On our list.
Equally parts inspiring and terrifying to be on the list. So we do that, and then we also co-own Live Alive Adventures with Amara Risa DePaul Torres, who is also on the list.
She is on the list.
She's on the list.
I'm sorry you had to find out this way. And in addition to those things, like Janan mentioned, I lead a body of work called Light Your Leadership, which is really at the foundation of all of the things that we do, all of the companies that we have and the communities that we co-create of Light Your Leadership, just as much as Baptiste Yoga is at the foundation of that. It's a body of work created by my mentor and teacher and friend, Suzanne Conrad.
She's on the list.
Suzanne, you're also on the list. Oh my God. Oh, you are. You're on the list. So make a sound bite of that. So that, and then in addition to those things, that's what I do for work. I also do all those things for fun. So if you ask me what hobbies I have, I don't really have any. Those are my hobbies. Yeah, that's what I do for my health, my well-being, my fun. Except also for fun and health and my well-being, I am a mom and a wife to a wonderful man, Justin. I'm not a mom to him. I am a wife to him. I am a mom to my two.
Thanks for the clarification.
I'm a mom to my two wonderful children, Bowen and Emmy, 5 months old, year and a half old, and they're both little rock stars.
On the list.
They are by nature on the list.
For when they can talk.
Soon enough. So yeah, so that's who I am. And mostly I'm really excited to get to be here with you guys.
Wow. Thanks.
All the things.
So you're some of you is all of that, and most of you is just excitement.
Exactly.
Love it.
That's accurate.
Well, we got questions for you submitted by our Blanket Ninjas, aka listeners.
Thank you guys. We got a lot of questions.
I am excited.
And what we're doing to try to make sure we ask all of them is we're going to time Nancy. So this is kind of like a little contest / beautiful sharing.
Also, just FYI, she has not seen these questions.
Nope, she's just...
There's no prep.
I read them like rap speed to her yesterday and her eyes glazed over, so...
Is that what happened?
No, not at all. Mine did, though.
I wonder what I was thinking about, though.
How to answer the all.
Yeah, I was like, whoa. Well, yeah, I'm excited to answer the questions. I'm just.
Timer? Yeah, I can do the timer. Okay. While you read the question.
Choosing to succeed.
Success is a choice. All
right.
Totally.
Oh, my God.
I'm not making fun of it. I just love doing that voice.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
FYI, I never make fun of anything because everything is already fun.
Everything's already fun. Agreed.
Ugh. Love it.
Totally love it.
On the list.
On the list.
Okay, so this first question. Okay, let's do 2 minutes a question.
I just took such a loud slurp of my tea. I have to apologize if that's...
I'll edit it out.
Tea enthusiast.
Or make it louder. Yeah. ASMR.
No,
I will never, ever listen.
No.
Janana has shared with me about...
Okay, let's start with Amanda Lucky.
Okay.
A question. And do it on the, I guess you can have an alarm. Put your alarm on the most alerty sounding alert.
Oh my gosh.
Like an alarm. No, not that one.
Loving.
No, it's got to be like, burr, burr. So go to the original one, scroll down, classic, and click alarm. That one.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Enough.
Sorry. Relaxing.
Wait, when time is set?
Set.
Yes.
Good.
All right.
You ready? So 2 minutes when I...
2 minutes? Oh my gosh, okay.
As soon as I say the last word is when it will start, okay? And Nancy, I know that you're really excited. Try not to speak so fast.
Oh.
Because you could be a famous rapper that can rap really fast. I just want you to know that.
That could be your new hobby.
You speak
Thank
so fast.
Thank you. Maybe next time you guys introduce me, I'll be adding that to my list.
Yes.
Rap star.
Unlikely and possible.
Oh, gosh.
Houston.
That'd be very niche.
New rapper.
It'd be very, like, uplifting, polite rap.
I'm Nancy, and I'm here to say that light year leadership is the only way. Just kidding, there's many choices, and la la la, I don't know how to rap. I can't freestyle.
My way doesn't have to be your way. I can't rap, I can just talk.
Me neither.
Okay, we're ready.
Yeah,
that was
great.
So this first question from Amanda Lucky. Thank you so much, Amanda. What are the first 3 steps to take when you are changing careers or industries and looking for new ways to serve and lead?
First 3 steps to change industries when you are looking to serve and lead. Okay, first step is that you have to be, in order for it to be successful, oh my gosh, I'm already looking at the time, you must be 100% committed to what you're doing. So if you're making a change just to make a change, it's not going to work. You have to have your full heart in it because it's going to be a lot of work. It's going to be good work. It's going to be rewarding work. Yet you have to know that you are going to succeed. Okay.
That was great.
Okay, I'm getting a thumbs up. I'm going to move to the next. Okay, wait, 3 things.
Yes, yeah, so
3 things.
The second thing. So you have to know from your heart that you are doing the right thing. That's option one. Mm. Recommendation two is that you. What are you saying? Am I okay?
Yeah, okay. You're okay.
It's about her timer. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Option, recommendation, tip Number two is that you, what is it? It's that you get all the possibilities in front of you before you commit. Because if you're wanting to make a change just to make a change, it might not be, you might be driven to just get into fulfillment too fast without getting all of the imaginative possibilities up in front of you that are going to open up something that is really, really specific to you and what you're capable of. So get your friends together and do a big brainstorming depth and imagination session and get all the possibilities in front of you before you start taking action. So number one is be committed. Number two is have all the possibilities in front of you. Mm-hmm. And number three is repeating number one. Well, really though, it's just knowing it's gonna be a lot of work in a great way. People aren't gonna have necessarily set the thing for you, so you have to figure it out yourself. Yay!
One. Wow, good
That's
job.
How polite I am. I paused to be for the alarm. Okay.
I didn't want to interrupt. Does she need less than 2 minutes? You did that very easily. No, you're good. 2 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. I'll talk a little slower and breathe more deeply.
Okay.
Do you need time to think?
Well, it's fine. Mm-hmm. You're on green tea high right
That's
now.
That's so true.
We're amped.
And I already had so coffee. Amped.
Ugh, me too.
I want coffee.
I want more.
I know,
I
me
want
too.
Coffee.
Sounds so good.
Don't tell Baron.
That's my fourth tip. Coffee. If you've quit coffee, you're going to probably need to start drinking coffee.
So, fun fact, it's been, 3 weeks since I've had coffee?
Wow.
I know.
How do you feel?
Now I feel great. Before, the first week was miserable. Like, headache, it didn't matter if I took Excedrin, Tylenol, ibuprofen, whatever. It was the worst. I was in a bad mood all the time. And I knew it was because of coffee. The weird thing is I knew that if I had coffee, I would feel better. And I was like, this is why I need to stop.
And you resolved to, and you did it. Good job.
I did.
I choose powerfully to be addicted to coffee.
Ditto. It's a choice right now. I'm aware that I'm addicted, and I'm okay with it.
I'm going to go back to drinking next week. Drinking coffee.
Yes. Clear.
In my life, I give myself allowance to have two addictions. One is coffee, and the other is probably needing to watch TV once a day. I really like comedies. I like to laugh.
Oh.
But I guess if I took it away, I wouldn't be devastated. No,
you're addicted
so maybe it's
to yoga.
I am addicted to yoga. Yeah. Duh. Okay, let's get to our next question. Dun, 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 dun. Maybe I'll put in some intense music to start the question.
Please
off.
Don't.
No.
Pull that fountain in here closer. I need some relaxation.
Post-production.
Post-production. I can handle anything post-production.
Okay, here's the question. I'm about to read it, and you got to start the timer. This is from Danielle Cosgrove in Florida.
Okay.
Hi,
thank you so much, Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
What's the greatest tool from Light Your Leadership that you use often? Go!
Okay, I'm going to say what I would have said at first, when I first started doing Light Year, and then what there is now for me. So the first tool in Light Your Leadership that has been the most profound in my life is called the Line of Choice. And I'll partner that with another principle that's called the Power of Knowing What You Want. So the Line of Choice teaches us that in any moment, we are either reacting or responding. And that you and I were designed spiritually to operate on happiness. And happiness are all of those things that are above the line, like faith and patience and choice and courage and humor and love, like that. And that anytime that I'm not in that space, I'm reacting to life. Because if I were choosing to live my life in the way that I want to, it would be from that space. And that space is the only space from which I can see and hear clearly. So this is so important because as life's challenges come up, I now have the ability sometimes, most of the time, and I'm always getting better at noticing my reaction, making a response so I can actually hear what to do. It's just the most powerful tool out there that there is. And it's simple, yet it takes some responsibility. Okay, there's that. So the second one is, I just want to say more about the first one, it's correlated. The biggest tool now is knowing that my body is innately intelligent and that no matter what, my body is always communicating something to me that is worth listening to. Sometimes it's communicating that I need more information. Sometimes it's communicating that something is not the correct choice for me. Sometimes it's communicating strongly that something is the right choice. And my work is in always listening to my body, especially when my mind is telling me something else. And I feel like that is the greatest tool that I've been given in my whole life.
Wow.
Wah, wah, wah.
Dang. That's pretty good.
I'm adjusting.
Adjust. My legs fell asleep. All right. We're back.
Wow. Thank you.
Yes.
I use those tools too.
Yeah.
They're good tools.
Yeah. They're good tools.
I like them.
And they're, and the cool thing about Lightyear is they're so simple, right? There's a line and then your body. Mm. Like we can all do that. And that's what taps us into our own innate intelligence and what we came here to do.
I love it.
Dharma.
Okay. I think you need less than 2 minutes. Because we have a lot more questions to go. So lucky that, you know, her name is Amanda Lucky. You got lucky. You got
Thanks, Amanda. Well, that was a 3-part question. So.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a 2-part question. I am being led by you. Yes, whatever you sense.
Okay, let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4 more questions. That would be 8 minutes. I think that's good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll take, if I take less, I'll take less. How's that?
Yeah, you'll defeat the clock.
That's right.
Okay, cool.
It's a challenge.
This one is from Lauren Pate.
Okay.
Hey, hi, Lauren. She lives in Houston for, like, when this comes out, she'll be gone. She'll be in Denver.
Lauren! You'll be at Big Denver.
Yeah, so she'll be in Denver, going to Big Power Yoga Denver. And we almost miss you so much.
Lauren, we appreciate you so much. You are amazing.
Yes, but you're still in the community, mm-hmm. so... Here's the question from Lauren Pate. What was the most transformational lesson you learned during any of your yoga trainings, and how does it still play a role in your life? Start.
So when I went to my first Baptiste Yoga Level 1 training, I remember it was in Tulum, Mexico, and I remember walking out of this yoga shala being like, oh my God. Like, I thought I knew what yoga was.
What year was it?
This was in 2009 that I did my first Baptiste Level 1, so 11 years ago. And I just remember the moment so distinctly that through the work that we did there, I really got, like, what was it? I can feel it in my body. I have to bring it to language. It was that my perception of things is just that. It's a perception. And that my whole life is created by the story that I tell myself about my perception. That was the greatest lesson. And in particular, I realized how much I was holding myself back based on the stories I was telling myself about my past. Like, I'm not worth forgiving. I can't forgive myself. What I did wasn't good. And just meant all this stuff about me. And then there's all the things I meant. I made things mean about the other people in my life and how they were holding me back and how I can't do it. Anyhow, blah, blah, blah. All to say, in that moment, I realized that my life is up for creation from me based on my perception, and I can choose that in any moment.
Wow.
Nice. Noise.
2009? Where were you in 2009, Maria?
Speaking to the 2009, I was, where was I? I was in college. That was the year I got in a car accident. Yeah. Depends on what time of the year you're talking about. Yeah. I either just got in a car accident or it had been a few months. And that's
all. Had you started doing yoga then?
No. I did it. I started doing it maybe 6 years ago. 5 years ago?
5 years ago.
Oh, time's up. Totally forgot to stop that.
That was good.
You know something that, Nancy, what you were saying that just reminded me of, it's what I told Janon, I think it was maybe a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. I was flying back and the internet was down because I usually on my flights back, I work.
Love playing Wi-Fi.
Yeah, and it was down. So I didn't want to listen to music. I didn't want to watch TV. I was just like thinking and journaling. And one of the things that popped into my head was, okay, how do I communicate better with Janon? Like it was this really random question that popped into my head. And I was like, all right, how do I do it? And one of the things that I started thinking about was, especially when we argue, which is usually when communication's not the clearest, right. Or the best.
Or PMSing.
Or PMSing, hormones.
Which impacts communication.
because there's heavily two of it happening.
Oh my God, I can't even imagine. Bless you.
So one of the things I suggested was before saying, oh, this is your fault, or before actually initiating the conflict, it's to stop and think, what am I making this mean? Mm. Or what am I, or like, what's the story I'm telling myself about this, about what's happening, the situation? And it was really, because again, like I was thinking about it and I was like, oh, because that's usually what it is. It's like, I'm either making this mean that Janan thinks I'm A, B, and C, or that I'm making this mean that she's A, B, and C. And it's never positive, so.
Right, that's the thing. It's never it's crazy. Positive.
So the instruction was, next time something happened, was to literally say, I'm making this mean blah. And I did that the other day. I was really upset with you and about just something I don't really even remember innocuous what it was, that yeah. you said. And I just like, I'm making this mean that you don't actually care about me.
Right, and then when you say it out loud, you also realize, like oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah. Right, it's not true. And she has a chance to be like, duh, I do, duh. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's really what's gotten us all on the planet in this whole kind of whoopsie-daisy. Yeah. It's like that.
Yeah.
You know, we make things mean things, and we don't realize we're making it mean something mm-hmm. and that we could make a new choice. Okay, yeah. Next question. Yeah, next make question. A new Thanks, choice. Laura, a word from your sponsor.
Thank you. This one's from Russell Etherton, who is an amazing yogi advocate.
Hi, Russell.
He's actually been on the show
yeah,
before.
Yeah, we had him.
Russell. He was on our Pride edition.
Yes, he was. I listened to that one.
Yes.
Russell, you're inspiration.
We love you. He has two questions, and you've got to do it in 2 minutes. Two questions. In a few words, what do you want to be remembered by? And what makes you come alive? Begin.
I would say, in what's the first question? How many words? Say one or two words?
In a few words,
what do you want to be remembered? I want to be remembered by the way I respond to things and by the legacy that I leave behind through the choices that I make every day, right? Whether that's through my business, through who I am as a mom, through, you know, like that, and that those choices create a better life for other people, even if it's, you know, through having more fun or having more positive experience, that I'm leaving a legacy of positivity based on how I respond to life and what I choose to create with my energy each day.
Mm. Wow. And the second question, what makes you come alive?
What makes me come alive is honestly like questions like this, doing stuff like this. So taking the time to pause and reflect and listen for what it is I want to choose in this moment and being in that type of conversation with other people too. Anyone, whether it's inside of this blanket fort, whether it's in the yoga room, whether it's with my husband, conversation about what's possible, because I know that's what changes things, and it's just so fun, it's so inspiring, it makes me feel so good.
I know, I love it.
Yeah, this definitely, like the podcast is.
Yeah.
A little selfishly started because we were like, man, that would be really cool to just hang out with people in a blanket fort and talk about stuff. And then eventually it got to be where it's like, oh, this is actually contributing.
Right.
And that, I mean, that makes me come alive.
Right. And that's, to go back to Amanda Lucky's question, I'm going to take 20 seconds of this question, is that what if it's something that makes you come alive, that's how you know. And the thing is, if you want it to be service oriented, it's going to be something that brings you a lot of joy, because that's at the foundation of service. So when we're doing things that bring us a lot of joy, we're being of service. And if we were all doing that, the world would be a different place.
I really like that.
I did too.
It's nice to have that punctuation.
All right, we've got two more questions left. This next one, you read these questions, or you want me to read them?
I can read them.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
So the next one's from Eliza
Ogasawara.
Thank you. So she's saved in my phone as Eliza Thornberry.
Why? Why?
Because when I met her, she goes, hi, I'm Eliza. And I go, oh, like Eliza Thornberry from the Wild Thornberries.
Oh.
And she goes, yeah, I guess.
I guess my name, Eliza, is like that other Eliza's name.
I don't think she was amused.
It was one of my favorite shows as a kid. So that's, for me, that's why I really made the association really fast. Because, like, her dad constantly, she gets in trouble and he's like, Eliza! So whenever I see Eliza, I want to scream in Nigel Thornberry's voice. Eliza!
Have you ever? So,
yes.
Okay. She wants to make sure that you, that dream gets to be fulfilled on for you. I'm sure Liza would be willing to set that up for you.
She has been a guest on the show.
She has been.
She was on the episode Santosha.
Santosha.
And yeah, Santosha.
Did you guys drink kombucha while you talked about Santosha?
I don't know. Remember what we drank. It was probably water from our hydro flasks.
Your hydro flask.
Yeah. Okay. Her question is, what advice would you give your 20-year-old self?
What advice would you give your 20-year-old self?
I wouldn't give myself a earful.
Yeah, so much. I mean, part of me is like, I wouldn't give myself any advice because I would repeat everything. That's how you learn. And if I could learn faster and make a bigger impact for myself and for others, it would be to, I'm going to say it in the negative first so I can hear how to say it in the positive. It would be stop creating any aspect of your life based on what you think people are going to think in the negative. So, you know, when someone says, like, just don't care what people think. I mean, as human beings, we're actually intelligently designed to care what other people think. It's how we, what's why we want to be of service to each other. It's really pleasing to us to, you know, be of service and create joy for someone else. So caring about others and their perceptions of the world, I think, is useful. Yet, what I would say to my 20-year-old self is take your attention off of the possible negative things people might say and put your attention on the possible good that you are capable of contributing instead. That would be a way more useful time to spend your energy and do all of the things that would make a positive impact from a commitment of caring for people and know that everything else will handle itself.
Mm. Wow. And the we have 30 seconds to spare. I'll share mine real quick.
Please. Yes.
20-year-old Janon.
Yes.
Stop smoking so much pot.
Right? Also that.
Like, not shaming anyone, and be sober sometimes.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
Well said.
Be sober sometimes. Love, BYO Blanket.
That's what this episode would be called. Be sober, sometimes. With Nancy.
With Nancy Perry. Not on brand.
Oh, gosh.
It is.
So the next question is from Bart Barrett.
Hey, Bart.
Hey, Bart. We love Bart.
Love Bart. My tall friend.
Yes. That, I mean, the if I had to describe Bart in three words, which that can never be enough, it would be happy, powerful, tall. Because we're all short people in this blanket fort.
Yeah.
So he towers over
right.
us.
Yes, he does. Right.
Literally right. towers.
Yeah. Bart, I'm sure no one's ever mentioned that you're tall before, so I'm hoping you're enjoying us.
This is really original content.
Yeah. Trademark it. You can trademark that.
So, you got 2 minutes for this question.
Okay.
I love this one. How has the mission and identity of Big evolved from when you first opened to today?
That's a great question. How's it evolved? So I'll say it's evolved into a richer vision of what it was. I'll say it's the same. So when I had these early pictures of opening a yoga studio, the picture that I had is really similar to what Big looks like now, which is pretty cool. It's like bright colors, lots of sun, and it was way smaller in my mind, yet it was, I would tell people, it's like, it's not a yoga studio, it's an empowerment center. Like, that's what we're doing, and it's that the intention is that everyone who is involved feels empowered, whether it's the people who work there, whether it's the people that come and practice there, that every single person is feeling empowered and growing through the interactions that they have and through what they learn. So that was the vision. And doing that through Baptiste Yoga, conversation like that. And I'll say that as we've grown and gotten bigger, it's gotten clearer to me that our mission remains the same. Our mission is to empower as many people possible to live their biggest lives possible. And now what's here for me is like, okay, and how? Like, the how is starting to become more clear to me. So it's what I'm focusing on now is making sure that all of the things that we do at Big are clear. So, for instance, adding in way more Light Your Leadership work, because Yoga is just a small aspect of what we do. So the mission is the same, yet the how we do it continues to get clearer and will likely become part of the mission soon. And that's my answer to the question.
I love it. I love working at Big.
Very Big.
I do too. You know, and
I'm going to stop this before the alarm goes.
Okay. Well, what I was going to say is, and it's not perfect. So it's the same. And what I've learned through wanting to be a place that's intention is to empower people is that sometimes happens over a long period of time also, like through different types of conversations. So I don't know if that really answers the question. And
it's an ongoing exploration. Stop the timer and then kept going.
It's my technique.
Sabotage. Thank you. So the last comment that was on this picture of you on our Instagram.
Oh God.
It's not a question. Oh. It's from Giaconda, who was also a past guest.
Hey, Gia.
She says, such a great pic of this incredible lady.
Aww.
!!
Three exclamation yes. points.
She really meant it.
Thanks, Gia.
I know. Nancy, I forgot to say it. I like the new hair.
Thank you. Yeah, I know I have the old hair in that pic.
You do? Yeah. I did not notice that.
I don't have any new hair pics, really, besides selfies with my kids. So
people, and not just women, I mean people, if you ever need like inspiration on how to make your hair, just go look at Nancy.
Oh my God, biggest shout out ever to one of the most important people of my life, who's Casey Clay at Shine Salon in Houston, Texas. S-H-Y-N. That's how you spell it.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Go see him. He's the best. My kids spend more time there than many other places.
Yeah, you're not a natural blonde. I don't know why I said it like that.
Natural blonde?
Oh my gosh.
I was a natural blonde until I wasn't, you know?
What? No.
I mean, like when I was little, I was blonde.
Oh, yeah.
Like I relate to myself as blonde because I was blonde my whole life. And then I probably just got mousier since I grew up. Then I started dyeing it in like college. Then it was like brown, this in and out. When you have blonde hair and you get older, the blonde sometimes goes away.
Really? Not.
Yeah, the more you know.
I don't know. I was just born with dirt brown hair. Dirt brown. Just always been brown. I went blonde.
It was awesome. 3 months Draco.
Ago, I was Draco Malfoy. High-fiving.
We were both Draco Malfoy for Halloween
That's
this
year. That's right. Mm-hmm. Your Draco was so about much that. Cooler.
Well, I had the hair so I could slick. I did the slick back Draco.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You did the more clean cut Draco. You were like punk rock lesbian Draco Malfoy. Yes. I was... What gender is that, Draco?
But that's kind of Draco vibes, you know?
That is Draco vibes. Okay. Yeah, he's a little feminine.
You did a great job. You looked polished and sleek and had a wand. I didn't even have a wand. What kind of Draco doesn't have a wand?
Draco from the end of the books.
Yeah, so true. He literally does not have a wand. You are so right.
Spoilers.
Oh, sorry, guys. Spoilers.
So we are coming up. Thank you, Nancy, for answering all those questions from our listeners. We appreciate you guys so much. We are wrapping up the public portion of the episode, and we're going to do a bonus, like, seriously, little, like, 5-minute episode that is for patrons only.
Oh, wow.
Where me and Maria get to ask Nancy questions, and she's only going to have 10 seconds to answer these questions.
Oh, my God. If you want to experience me needing to put all my breathing in place.
Or less. So
maybe this is how you get your rap career started.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got to rap the answers.
So remember,
thanks, patrons.
We're looking for a number of patrons, not how much money you can give us. You could literally $1 a month is cool. It helps us grow the show. Maybe it'll give me more time to figure out how to use the fancy equipment instead of this medium equipment.
It's wonderful.
Yes. So
I'm a patron starting today.
Aww, thank
I did tell Janine yesterday I was going to become a patron.
Oh, thank
Aww,
you.
Yay.
And I honor my word.
Oh, good. Well, you could break it and then apologize.
Well, that's part of honoring my word.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't need to keep my word to be able to honor it. Find out more at Big TEP.
Yes. That's a thing we can say. Mm-hmm. Is
that is a thing.
Big Power Yoga's teacher training is coming up. Actually, two different ones.
Yeah.
We have the 200-hour starting in April and the 300-hour starting in August, which I'm doing.
Yes.
Cannot speak for TEP since I've not done it, but the 300-hour, guys.
Yes.
Is bomb.
Maria's a graduate. I'll soon be a graduate. Shout out to Sarah Montross, BYO Blanket regular.
Regular.
She's the reg.
And, oh,
on the list.
And even though you're a regular, you are still on the list.
Yeah, the 200 hour, though.
That could be the name of this episode.
I get to assist it. And yes, it's just, even assisting it is a blast. I'm so glad to be a part of it. So, yeah, if you need more of Nancy, either become a patron or sign up for TEP. One of the two.
Do both.
Do both. Mm-hmm. One of the three.
Mm-hmm.
Or a fourth option, neither.
Yeah, I mean, or do neither.
We don't. You can mm-hmm. do it.
Yeah, that is very life. Important. Yes. You don't have to do either. And we know you know that.
Yes.
Stop. Why?
I don't
know. Susan, Janan just zoomed in on my face on the phone. Just for fun. There it is. All the drishti.
Anyways.
You had an arm balance too. That's okay.
Let us wrap up the public episode. So thank you so much, Nancy. Y'all check out Big Power Yoga in Houston and Denver, Out Here Yoga and Steamboat, Live a Live Adventures in the World, mm-hmm. and all the teacher trainings.
All the things.
Go to our website, byoblanket.com. We'll start selling our swag. Thank you so much, Nancy. We love you.
Thank you guys so much for having me. Love you both.
Bye,
a
everybody.
Lot.
Bye.
Bye. You're on the list.
On the list. Blanket ninjas. All right. BYO Blanket is a production of The Light Generation.
The BYO Blanket jingle was composed and produced by Studio Sassafras Music in Houston, Texas.
And the vocals are by Jessica Zoller. Thanks for listening.
Blanket Ninjas.